So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
Seamus Toomey joins us now from Block Club Chicago with some extremely local news and the answer to the question, what was Dennis Rodman doing on the Northwest side? Seamus?
Good morning, Bob. Yes, Dennis Rodman is turning into a bit of a Northwest Sider. There's been lots of sightings of the worm over the past month or so. He's been in town for, the very least, for a sneaker convention in Rosemont, but he's been volunteering with Alderman Jim Gardner on the Northwest side, and he's got, a favorite cigar shop. So if you want to look for the worm, the Norwood Royal Cigars. he likes Moretti's restaurant as well on 6727 North Olmsted. Trying to get to the bottom of why, you know, what's the allure for Dennis. He's got one of his security guards is a former cop who was stationed on the Northwest side. So he's been telling him about some of his favorite haunts. So when Dennis is in town, he likes to tour around there. But yeah, you know, you think of Rodman, you think he'd be tearing it up in River North or something like that. Well, not necessarily hanging out in Edison Park, but he's always one to keep us on our toes.
Yeah, he's apparently a regular there at Norwood Royal Cigars. He's on the back patio a lot, and he has his own line of cigars that he released earlier this year. So if you want to see Dennis, head over there. If you want to see Rod Blagojevich, go to a street festival, and you might hear him singing. Is he going to do this again?
Yeah, speaking of local characters, Blagojevich, he hit two street festivals over the weekend as the front man for cover bands. I don't know what he's next up, but there are more street festivals out there. He was at the Taste of Elmwood Park playing with a band called The Drawers and did some covers. Of course, he did Jailhouse Rock. I think that's his go-to one. And he does some of the Elvis moves. He said he was a little sore the next morning from doing it. He's 67, and he's not as limber as he used to be, I guess. But he flips up his collar and everything. He's got, you know, we know he's been a Elvis fan for a long time, but he's getting to channel his Elvis now. And he was at the Taste of the Little Italy Fest on Saturday as well. So you go out to one of these street festivals, you get a little bit of food or maybe a little bit of Blago.
Yeah, maybe. Let's talk about what's going on in Uptown, where construction is underway to turn an old warehouse into a state-of-the-art performance center.
Yeah, the Timeline Theater has been in Lakeview for decades, but it's been fundraising for a long time and trying to move to a bigger home, and they actually just started construction on it just this week. It's an old warehouse at 5035 North Broadway. They're going to completely gut it, and they're going to replace the facade of it. They're going to use the bones, but it's going to be double the capacity. I think they're going to be up to a 250-seat theater. They're going to have a gallery. They're going to have a bar and a cafe. So it's really going to be a sort of a state-of-the-art new Timeline Theater. They just, like I said, they just started the work this week, and they're projecting about early 2026 will they'll have the grand opening. But, no small plans on this one. It's about a $46 million project that they have most of the money in hand. So they're off and running, and more entertainment coming into Broadway and Uptown, which is really booming.
Yeah, nice addition to the neighborhood there, 5035 North Broadway, a 250-seat theater for Timeline Theater. I'm not familiar with Timeline. Do they produce musicals? What do they do?
I'm not exactly sure either myself, Bob. I think they do some of their own productions, and they've got, you know, they've been based there for 25 years. So it's a, it's one of those, one of the many thriving, smallish art, you know, theater companies that is turning from smallish into big now. I mean, this is really going to be a, you know, about a three-story building.
Wow.
With a, you know, towering. Yeah, it's a, it's an amazing-looking facility. We've got some renderings of it at blockclubchicago.org.
And finally, some former Cabrini-Green residents are working to preserve a landmark church. Tell us about this.
Yeah, this is one of the buildings, one of the few buildings in the Cabrini-Green area that, that survived all the demolition of the 90s and early 2000s. So at this point, it really sort of like just sticks out in an empty field. It used to be called the Strangers Home Missionary Baptist, but it's been a couple different iterations before that one. It's at near the corner of Clybourne and Larrabee. So this is north of Division Street. So this is sort of away from where all of those townhouses have gone up and replacing the old housing projects. But yeah, a couple guys who grew up in the Cabrini-Green area are trying to buy it and turn it into a community center, really kind of preserve a little bit of the history. They say, you know, they show up there and everywhere they remember growing up has been torn down, so they want to build an art center, a community center in the place, and you know, give some of the longtime residents and the new residents a new communal home where, you know, something they can remember a little bit of the history. And so they're trying to raise the money for the project. They don't own the land yet, but they've been talking with the owner of it, working with the National Public Housing Museum as well to raise money. So they're off and running on this and really trying to you know, bring a little bit of back of the history of that area, which is hardly recognizable for people who remember it from the 70s.
Yeah, if you haven't been by that corner of Clybourne and Larrabee in a while, it's pretty amazing what's going on there now, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's blockclubchicago.org for more on all of that. And Seamus Toomey, thank you. Talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Bob.